This is CRI News and I'm Lucy Du. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has put forward a four-point proposal to try to deepen ties within a so-called 10+3 regional grouping. 10+3 includes the 10 members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, along with China, Japan and South Korea. Speaking at a meeting of the grouping in Brunei, Li Keqiang says the 10+3 group needs to first commit itself to maintaining regional peace and stability. He also says the group needs to speed up economic integration, establish an economic safety net and cooperate more closely in areas such as food safety and people-to-people exchanges. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama is happy with the latest offer from Republicans in connection with the debt ceiling. House Republicans are proposing raising the debt ceiling for a six-week period to avoid default next week. In exchange, the Republicans are demanding Obama sit down and negotiate other items of concern with them. The proposal by the Republicans would not cover the current U.S. government shutdown. The head of the Libyan Congress contends the security situation in the country is under control. This despite the brief abduction of the country's prime minister on Thursday. Prime Minister Ali Zaidan was snatched from his hotel room by a number of gunmen. It was originally said to be members of the Libyan Revolutionary Operations Chamber. This is a Libyan militia tasked with protecting Libyan lawmakers. But after Zaidan's release some 6 hours later, the militia denied it played a role, despite originally saying it was behind Zaidan's detention for corruption charges. The Egyptian government is criticizing a decision by the U.S. to suspend a large part of its military aid to Egypt. Egyptian Foreign Ministry says Egypt will not surrender to American pressure. The U.S. has decided to cut some aid to Egypt following the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi and the crackdown on Muslim Brotherhood supporters. So far, neither the White House nor the State Department have given a timeline for when the aid announcement would be made. The U.S. provides Egypt with $1.5 billion a year in aid, $1.3 billion of which is military assistance. The Philippines is poised to be hit by yet another major storm. Tropical storm Nari has now gained typhoon status. The storm is currently situated just east of the Philippines' main island, Luzon. Forecasters are warning Nari is going to make landfall sometime overnight tonight. It is currently packing winds of 120 kilometers per hour at the center. Nari's current track has it making a direct line for the Philippine capital of Manila. After rolling through the Philippines, the storm is expected to move into the South China Sea. From there, it may begin tracking towards Hainan. Floodwater has begun to recede in the typhoon-hit city of Yuyao in East China's Zhejiang province. Water levels of Yaojiang River dropped 30 millimeters early this morning, with a near-constant rain easing up. Earlier this week, the river burst its banks, submerging nearly 90% of the city. More than 830,000 people from 21 townships in the city have been affected. The Chinese government has signed a 350 billion yuan currency swap agreement with the European Union. The agreement is for the next 3 years and can be extended if both sides agree. This move is expected to provide liquidity support for the yuan within the eurozone. The agreement is meant to help deal with trade promotion and settlements. Internal sources are suggesting the Shanghai Free Trade Zone is going to have its own separate accounting system. The People's Bank of China is reportedly working on plans to identify the accounts of all the firms, individuals and financial institutions operating in the zone with special tags. This would distinguish them from other domestic accounts. The move would enable the central bank to monitor the capital flows of these accounts in a real-time manner. This would help prevent hot money inflows via the Free Trade Zone. The head of the European Central Bank is promising to maintain an accommodative monetary policy while it undergoes a number of reforms. ECB President Mario Draghi says the current reform program will ultimately put the euro area on a trajectory towards full recovery. The statement comes as fresh data from the currency union is showing signs of recovery. GDP for the 17-nation bloc has increased by 0.3% through the second quarter, ending 6 quarters of declines. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.